today it's going to be a shorter shir. I have to be, they told me 10:45. That's what I have until. So at 10:45 I have to be done. Yesterday we started to discuss Edom Zomin, what the chiddush is of Edom Zomin, if it's a chiddush. So we saw the Gemara Masech Sanhedrin is Machlokas, Rav and Abaye. When we say that Edom Zomin become pasul, so is it Mikanu Labon, if so, or even Lamafreya? Does the psul of Edom Zomin go back to the time that they said their Edos? Or does the psul of Edom Zomin only begin now that we know that they're Edom Zomin? All Eduyos that they may have testified in between those times, do we view them as kosher or pasul? That's the Machlokas, Abaye and Rava. Rava says, Mikanu Labon, if so, they only become pasul from here on, right, from this moment going forward. And the reason Rava says that way is, he says, because Edom Zomin is a chiddush, my hani. Why would you believe the second set over the first set? It doesn't make any sense. The whole thing is a chiddush. Yesterday we spent a little bit of time defining the word chiddush, but the whole thing is a chiddush, and therefore you ain lechabo ella mishas chiddush of elach. Any chiddush can only apply from the moment of the chiddush and on. But Abaye said Edom Zomin lemafreyu nifsal, that they become pasul all the way back from the time they said their original edus. So we started to discuss yesterday, why is it that Abaye disagrees with Rava? There are two possibilities. Either Abaye disagrees with Rava because he doesn't believe Edom Zomin is a chiddush. He thinks it's not a chiddush, and that's why it goes all the way back to Mafreya, because there's no Ein Lechabo Ella Mishas Chiddush, because there's no chiddush. He thinks that it's not such a strange thing to say that we're going to believe the second set over the first set. The other possibility is, no, of course he agrees Edom Zomin is a chiddush, he just doesn't hold of the rule of Ein Lechabo Ella Mishas Chiddush of Eilach, that when you have a chiddush, it can only apply from the moment of the chiddush and on. Maybe he doesn't hold that there exists any such rule. Those are the two possibilities in Abaye's Shita. Why do we care so much about Abaye's Shita? Don't we always reject Abaye anyway? So we pointed out, this is one of the Al Kigam. This is one of the six cases in Shas where we paskin like Abaye against Rava. If you look in the Ramban, on those Psukim and Chumash, in Dvarim Perek Yotes, the Ramban writes, in source number 4, V'darshu ha-shoftim heite v'inei eid sheker ha-eid. Lo pireish hakasuv eich yodea shehu eid sheker. The pasuk doesn't say, how do we know that the guy is an eid sheker, that the first eidim are lying? Ki biyose inyan b'shnei eidim shemidin al davar, afilu yavo mea v'yachishu som lo yisbar shesheker inu. He says, it doesn't even make sense. Think about it. If two eidim come and tell you something, even if you have 100 people that come and tell you imanu yisem, or you're lying, or you don't know who's lying, because there's no higher form of evidence in Judaism than two Edim. Two Edim is the highest form of evidence in Judaism. So if you have two Edim, 100 Edim, it's all the same. So what does it mean that we find that the original Edim are lying? How do you know? How do you find that they're lying? V'lo nuchalomar shabah harag baraglav, k'lo yomru b'zev v'darsho ha-shoftim hetiv. Well, one way to know that they're lying is if the Edim come and say, Reuven killed Shimon, and then Shimon walks into court the next day. Well, that would be a good way to know that they're lying. He says, that's true. Then we would know that they're lying, but that can't be what the Pasuk is talking about. Because the Pasuk says that the Shoftim are Doresh Hetev, they investigate, and they analyze, and they look into it, and they see in their judgment that he's lying. Well, if it's Baharug Baraglav, if Shimon walks into court, there's no investigation, there's no analysis, there's a live person. So you don't need any analysis. That can't be what the Pasuk is talking about. It must be something else. There's some other way to know that Edom who gave testimony are in fact lying. Valkein ba kabbalah ne'emenah. So says Ramban, this is why we have Torah Shebal Peh. You read the Pesukim in Chumash and you have no idea, how do we know that those two Edom are liars? You have no idea where it comes from. But that's why we have Torah Shebal Peh. Upirshan, the Torah Shebal Peh explains, ki hazama tiyeh kishayomru v'alo biyom ploni yimanu yisem, that there's something called Edom Zomin. Edom Zomin is specifically when the second set of witnesses comes and does not deny the event that occurred, but denies the ability of the first witnesses to have witnessed that event by saying, no, on that day that you claim this event happened in New York, you were with us in Yerushalayim. You were somewhere else entirely. There's no way you ever could have witnessed that event. Vatam. Now here's where would be the key. And the reason that we believe the second set of witnesses over the first set of witnesses. Now what do you expect him to say? If you hold chiddush, then the reason is there is no reason. It's a chiddush. That's the Torah Shebal Peh. That's the Torah's mechadesh to us that the first set of witnesses isn't believed. That would be it, right? That's what he should say. But if Abaye disagrees with Rava and Abaye holds that it's not a chiddush, then there's got to be some svara why we believe the second set over the first set. So says the Ramban, Vatam, the reason we believe the second set, Mipnei Shah Edus Hazu Hi Al Gufam Shel Edim. The Eidos of the second set is not about the event, it's about the people. It's about the first Eidim themselves. And the second set are always going to be believed to testify about the first Eidim. If the second set would have come and said the first Eidim are Mechalali Shabbos, they'd be believed. And the first set, as we were discussing yesterday, is Balei Dover, would not be able to deny it because they have no say when it's about them. When it's about a case, they can talk about a case, but when it's about them, they have no say. So that's why we believe the second set, because they're testifying about the first Eidim. Ramban says they could certainly testify that the first set of Eidim are murderers, or Mechalei Shabbos, so they could also testify Imanu Yisam. That's about the first set of Eidim. So the Ramban very clearly gives a svara for Eidim Zomim. We have more copies of here. So the Ramban very clearly gives a svara for Eidim Zomim. Now, why would he give a svara for it? So again, Pashtus is, we pass him like Abaye, and he's assuming that Abaye disagrees with Rava, not on whether there's a rule of Ein L'Chabalim Shas Chidusho, but on whether Eidim Zomim is a Chiddush at all. And he says that yes, Eidim Zomim is not a Chiddush. And that's how the Ramban seems to hold. In fact, it's not just the Ramban, the Tur says this way as well. If you look in the Torah in Siman Lamed Ches and Choshem Mishpat, Uma Yesh Bein Hakchash Al Azama. What's the difference between two Edim that contradict each other versus Zomimin? Hakchasha Eino Begufa Edim Elishem Achishin Osan Sheilu Amin Ploni Lavin Ploni Veilu Amin Yodinanu Shalol Lava. Hakchasha would be two Edim come and say that Reuven lent money to Shimon, and two other Edim come and say Reuven never lent money to Shimon. So that's just contradictory Edos. Ki Yinu At Slo Kol Hayom Vrinu Shalol Shalol Lava Shalol Lava. That Bay shouldn't be there. That we were with him all day, and we saw that no one lent him any money that whole day. Vazama biguf ha'edim, but hazama is not about the event; it's about the edim themselves. Sha'omer ba'osasha sha'atem omrim shalova yisem imanu. You were together with us. Umepnei zeh ha'achronim ne'emanim, and that's why we believe the second set. Because it's like testifying about them that they're Mechalel Shabbos. It's like testifying about them that they killed somebody. You're testifying about them. You're not testifying about the event. And that's why the second set is believed.
What's stopping the second set of witnesses from just saying, no, let's just say that the first pair are lied, but the event that happened, we're not going to question that event. We're just going to question the first pair.
That's what they're doing. They're saying, we have no idea about the event. The event might be true, but you can't believe these people that the event happened because these people are liars.
So why do we believe the second set, though? They could have planned to lie, saying that the first pair were not the event. They're questioning the first pair.
Well, that's why we have Drisha V'Chakira, meaning before we let anyone testify, we question them and we make sure they get their story straight, and there's a whole process to make sure that they're not lying. So the way it comes out now is, according to the Ramban in the Tur, there's a very good svara for Eidim Zomim to believe the second set over the first set. Very good svara. They're testifying about the people, not testifying about the event. Which really, if the svara is so good, really leads us to a question. We had very clearly in the Gemara Machlokas Abaye and Rava. Rava says Eidim Zomim is a chiddush because it makes no sense to believe the second set. The way the Ramban understands, Abaye says, nah, it's not a chiddush, it makes plenty of sense. And he explains why it makes plenty of sense. The question now is going to be, how's the Ramban going to explain the Shita of Rava? Why does Rava think it's a Chiddush? I mean, this is a very good explanation why to believe the second set. Why does Rava think it's such a great Chiddush? Well, we should believe the second set. It's just two against two. No, it's not two against two. It's two people testifying about two people. Not contradicting their testimony of an event. It's about two people. What would Rava say to this? So let's leave that question in our minds, okay? And that's what the Ramban and the Torah are going to run into trouble over here. they're going to need to explain. And really, not just Ramban and Torah, anyone is going to run into trouble because it's a good Svara. So no matter what you hold Shitas Abaye is, whether Abaye holds this Svara, doesn't hold this Svara, we're going to need to explain why anyone wouldn't hold this Svara. What's wrong with this Svara? This Svara seems very strong. That they're testifying about people, they're not testifying about an event. Let's see what the Rambam says. Says the Rambam. The Rambam obviously always has to be read so carefully. The Rambam Halacha Gimel, Parak Yud Ches Halacha Gimel, source number 6, it's on the top of page 4. Says the Rambam. V'zu she'yimina Torah, edus ha'achronim, ale edim ha'rishonim, gzeres ha'kasavu. Whoa. The fact that we believe the second Edom over the first Edom, Gzeiras HaKosovu, which is another way of saying, you want to know the reason? Ask God the reason. We have no idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in his Torah. Who knows? What's the reason for Shatnas? What's the reason for Parah Aduma? What's the reason for Edom Zom? We don't know. But that's what the Torah says, so because Hashem said so. Why should I do it? Because Hashem said so. Afilu Hayu HaEdom HaRishonim Meya. Even if the first set of Edom were 100 witnesses that all say they saw Reuven kill Shimon, Ubo Shnayim Vezimum, and then two guys come and turn them into Edom Zomim, Ramla Manu Edom Shatabameh, Kulcham Imanu Yisam Biyom Ploni, Bimakom Ploni. They say, all 100 of you were with us on a certain day in a certain place. Hare Eluna and Nashan Alpiyam. The 100 all get punished. Shashnayim Kameo Meyaka Shnayim. In Judaism, 2 is the same as 100, 100 is the same as 2. The same is true with Edus HaChasha, that it doesn't matter how many Edom there are. Once you have two, it's the same as having 100, 1,000, 1,000,000. It doesn't make a difference. But the Rambam very clearly tells us, what's the Svar of Edom Zomim? There is no Svar of Edom Zomim. It's a Chiddush. Aye, we pass like Abaye. How could the Rambam say it's a Chiddush? We pass like Abaye. Abaye said that we go back L'mafreya. The Edom Zomim pass L'mafreya. How's the Rambam going to understand Shitas Abaye, which we pass in like? Well, the Rambam is going to say that Edom Zomim, yeah, Pasul Mafreya, not because it's not a Chiddush, it is a Chiddush. The Pasul Mafreya, because Abaye doesn't hold of the rule that when you have a Chiddush, Ein Lecha Bo, Ela Mishas Chiddush Al Ve'elach, that the Chiddush can only apply henceforth. No, the Chiddush could even apply, the Mafreya. But he agrees that it's a Chiddush. So, the Ramban will say that Abaye holds it's not a Chiddush at all. The Rambam says Abaye holds it is a Chiddush. Both the Ramban in his understanding of Rava and the Rambam in his understanding of both Abaye and Rava are going to have to explain why is it a Chiddush? After all, the second set of Edom is testifying about the first set of Edom. So that's the question we're focused on.
Why does he have to explain the Ramban?
Why does Ramban have to explain it?
Yeah.
Because the Ramban holds it's not a Chiddush according to Abaye. But Rava still holds it is a Chiddush. That's undeniable. We happen to not paskin like Rava. But what would Rava think? I mean, what would Rava hold? The truth is, it's not as pressing a question according to the Ramban, because it's not the halacha anyway. So whatever Rava held, we don't accept it. We accept Abaye's opinion. But according to the Rambam, it's even what we hold the halacha, that there is a Chiddush in Edom Zomim. So what's the Chiddush? Why is it such a Chiddush if they're testifying about the people, not the event? That's question number one. And question number two, whenever you have a Machlok Shoshon, you always have to think about L'may Nafka Mina. Meaning, the Machlokas in the Gemara between Abaye and Rava, there's a clear Nafka Mina, because they're arguing about when do we consider them Pasul from? Are they Pasul from now, or are they Pasul from L'mafreya? The Rambam and the Ramban both Pasul like Abaye, this is one of the Al-Kagam. Everyone Pasul's like Abaye over here. So the question is not, how do we paskin? The question is, what was Abaye thinking? Is there any nafka mina? Meaning, why does Abaye say that they'll be pasul mafreya? Is it because he holds it's not a chiddush at all? Or he holds, yes, it's a chiddush, but even when it's a chiddush, you can go back l'mafreya. Either way, l'may nafka mina. What difference does it make? Is there any practical nafka mina between Abaye and Rava? So those are our two questions that we need to contend with. Now, in order to take the next step, it's important to see the previous Rambam. Halacha Beis in the Rambam. Rambam has a line there where he says something that's a little bit surprising in Halacha Beis. Source number 6 at the beginning, on the bottom page 3. Ba medvar mamurim be'edim shuhuzmu. This whole halacha of doing kasher zamam is when you actually have edim that became edim zamamin, where you said imanu yisa. Aval shtei kitos hamachishos uzu. But if you have two sets of witnesses that contradict each other, ve'in kan edus, ein onshin esachas mehen. So then you don't have any edus. You just don't know who to believe. So you don't believe anybody, and you don't disbelieve anybody. You just don't have any edus. It just cancels out. If two people say Reuven killed Shimon, two people say Reuven didn't kill Shimon, you're back to square one. You have nothing. You don't punish anyone. You don't hurt anyone. You don't punish anybody because you don't know who's lying. What's the difference between hakchasha and hazama? Again, hakchasha is contradictory testimony. Hazama is edim zomim. Hakchasha be'edus atzma. Hakchasha is about the event that occurred. Zosomeres haya davar hazeh, vezosomeres lo haya davar hazeh. One set says this event happened, the other one says it didn't happen. O yavo michlal dvarea shelo haya. Or, based on what they say, it becomes evident that it didn't happen, in their opinion. Vazama be'edim atzman. But hazama is about the edim themselves. Right? Meaning the Rambam is identifying hazama as something that is about the edim. The same Rambam, who one halacha later is going to tell us that Edim Zomim is a Chiddush and is a Gzeres HaKasav, and it makes no sense, tells us very clearly that Edim Zomim is about the Edim, not about the event, because that's just the definition, that's what it is. Ve'elu ha'edim she'hizimum einun yodim im niya davar olo haya. The second set of witnesses has no idea if Reuven killed Shimon or not. It's not their business. They don't know who Reuven is or Shimon is. They just know that these first set of witnesses would not be able to know either. Ketzad, Edim Shabbat Vamu Reinu Zeh Shargas Nefesh. Two witnesses come and say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon. Olav Amanel Ploni Biyom Ploni B'makom Ploni. Or Reuven lent money to Shimon on a certain day in a certain place. Va'achar she'idu v'nivdeku. And after they testified and we accepted their testimony, Bo Shnayim Acherim, two other witnesses came. Va'amru Biyom Zeh B'makom Zeh Yinu Yimachem. And said that on this day and that day you were with us. V'im Elu Kalayom. And with these all day. What does that line mean? So far he was going good. He's just explaining how Hazama works, right? Hazama works. Second set of Edom comes and tells the first set of Edom, you were with us on the day that you said this occurred. Then he throws in something. You were with us, kol hayom, vi'im elu kol hayom. What's vi'im elu? Who's elu? What else do you need besides you were with us all day? Very difficult line in the Rambam, no? And this is his definition. It's not like he's giving a case. This is the beginning of the 18th paragraph of Chassidus. This is his definition of Hazama. So it's not like, if this were to happen, then that would be Hazama, where you could have all sorts of convoluted cases. No, this is where I am telling you what Hazama means. Hazama means that Edim came and testified that Reuven killed Shimon. Other Edim come and say, "B'yom zev makom zev hayinu imachem, we were with you. Ve'im elu, and with these kol hayom. V'lo hayidvar me'olam lo zeh haragazev lo zeh hilvezeh." Well, he's defining hachasha right now, rather. Harezu hachasha. That's hachasha. So one second. It sounded like he was defining Hazama. Why did it sound like he was defining Hazama? Because what did he say? B'yom zeh makom zeh hayinu imachem. We were with you on that day. But the Rambam says, no, you know why this is hachasha? Because we weren't just with you, we were also vi'im elu. We were with these. Who are these? The guy we're testifying about. You're saying Reuven killed Shimon. Well, we'll tell you that your edus is not true. How do I know your aid is not true? We were with you all day, and we were with Reuven and Shimon all day, and Reuven never killed Shimon. Or we were with Reuven all day, and Reuven never killed Shimon. That's not Hazama. That's Hachasha. Now, do you need all that for Hachasha? What's a classic case of Hachasha? How would you normally do Hachasha? Two witnesses come and say Reuven killed Shimon. Two other witnesses come and say Reuven didn't. Do the second two witnesses need to say anything about the first two witnesses for Achasha? No. All they need to do is say, no, they didn't. He didn't kill him. We were with Reuven. So the Rambam sets up the case of Achasha, where he puts a Hazama component into Achasha. Is that strange? Part of Achasha he sets up is, yeah, you the Edom were with us, and Reuven was with us. So first of all, it's strange that you would set that up as your classic case of Achasha. But is that Achasha or is that Hazama? When you have both, normally Hazama we say is Imanu Yisim, you the Edom with us. Hachasha is we saw Reuven and Reuven didn't do it. If you have both Hachasha and Hazama, you have them saying you were with us and the guy didn't do it, he was with us also. Why do we assume that's called Hachasha? Maybe that should be called Hazama. It's Hazama plus. Hey, what's more powerful, Hachasha or Hazama? Hazama is more powerful. Because I'm able to punish these Edom now because of the Hazama. So I would think if I have Hazama plus, so for sure they become Edom Zama. No? It's Hazama plus. Why wouldn't you call that Zama? Why would you call that Achasha? Lou, what do you think? Why would you call that Achasha? Why not Hazama?
He's wrong to that.
That's Achasha. Harezu Achasha. Let's finish the Rambam. V'cheinim amrum lehem. Heichat amidim kach. V'zeh horigo and erigo alova amal v'hayi imanu b'yom zeh v'medina acheres. And also, if you say, I don't know about your witnesses, but I know Reuven was with us all day. Harezu edus m'chashas. That's also Achasha. Yeah, shkoyach. That is Achasha. That's the definition of Achasha. Because that's the same thing as just denying the event ever happened. But if the second set of witnesses say, we have no idea if Reuven killed Shimon on that day in that place, he might have. We have no idea. Alo argo. But what we do know is, you, the Edim, were with us somewhere else on that day. Then they become Edim Zomim. Why is that Edim Zomim? Now, if you're the Ramban, how do you define what's called Edim Zomim? When I am testifying about the Edim and not the event, right? How does the Rambam define Edim Zomim? Not based on what I am testifying about, but based on what I am not testifying about. Says the Rambam, you know what makes an Edim Zomim? That I don't pay any attention to the event at all. It's not that I am testifying about the people, right? About the first Edim. It's that I am not testifying about the event. Edim Zomim is an absence of testimony about the event. It's quite a way to look at Edim Zomim, no? It's what I'm not testifying. Yeah, and it happens to be you're also testifying about the guys, but testifying about the guys alone doesn't make it Edim Zomim. How do I know that doing that won't make it Edim Zomim? You also need the absence of any testimony about the event, because the Rambam holds that if you testify about both, the people and the event? What did the Rambam say? That's Hachasha, it's not Hazama. So the definition of Hazama is I'm testifying about the people and not the event. Why would he say that, number one? And does the Ramban agree? Would the Ramban agree? So what do we know? We know that the Rambam holds Edim Zomim is a Chiddush. Because the Rambam writes that in Halacha Gimel. Gzeres HaKasav. It's a Chiddush. We know that the Ramban holds Edom Zomim is not a Chiddush. And it makes plenty of sense. Logically speaking, if we're not dealing in the world of Chiddush, we're dealing in the world of logic. If Edom come and say, Imanu Ayisem, we know the Halacha is we're going to kill the first set. Right? Logically speaking, if the second set said Imanu Yisem, and we know that the event didn't happen, logically speaking, is that stronger testimony or weaker testimony? Stronger. Logically speaking, should we kill the first set? Logically speaking, of course we should. If you're going to kill the first set of Edom when they just say Imanu Yisem, if they say Imanu Yisem and we know the event didn't happen, then of course you should kill the first set. Because think about it. In the case where you only say Imanu Yisem, Reuven might have actually killed Shimon. What the Edom were trying to accomplish might have actually been justice. And still we're going to kill the first set because they couldn't have known it. So imagine a case where they couldn't have known it and it didn't happen. It was going to be a terrible miscarriage of justice. So of course we should kill the first set. So if you hold that Edom Zomim is not a chiddush, it's a davar pashut. That would be called hazama when you say both. That we're testifying about you and the event. Right?
It's not a chiddush, it has to be logical.
Yeah, not a chiddush means it fits the normal rules of Edom. If you hold Edom Zomim is a chiddush, so then, what do we know about a chiddush? Why? How do we treat chiddushim differently than non-chiddushim? So by chiddushim we have a rule. Ein l'chabo el chiddusha. That a chiddush can only apply in the exact case of the chiddush. A chiddush cannot apply in any other case, no matter how logical it might be. No matter how many kavuchomers you might want to make. Well, if it applies here, it's got to apply there. No. Because this is a chiddush, and if it's a chiddush, it can only apply in this one instance. Then you understand where the Rambam's coming from. The Torah, when it gives us the classic case of Edom Zomim, tells us we testify about, the second set testifies about the people and not the event. That's a classic case of Edom Zomim. Once you change the case, even if you're changing it in a way that should make the first set of witnesses more guilty, but you're changing the case. Any time you change the case at all bets are off. We can't apply the chiddush anymore. We're no longer going to believe the second set. Then you have classic Edus HaChasha, and that's all you have is Edus HaChasha. Yeah?
The same idea applies also in the ultimate situation where the penalty was carried out. Counterintuitive logic. I mean, like, if the penalty is carried
out,
the person is killed,
it's
all one to apply. Same idea.
Right, same idea. Because, right, well, that might be a drasha, kasharasa, kasharzam, lo kasharasa, although the Gemara doesn't really have such a drasha. So, yeah, it could be just ein l'chabo el chidusha. That's why we won't do it if they actually killed. Yeah. Even though, kal v'chomer, they should, right? We should kill the first set of it, but we won't in that situation. Yeah.
So how do you say it isn't a chiddush when you have to dip?
What?
I mean, what do you see a case where it's like counterintuitive to, you know, to the logic? So how would a person consider it not to be a chiddush?
You weren't meaning you would consider it a chiddush then?
So how do those who don't?
The Ramban says that's still called Azama. Right, that's what I'm saying. The Ramban would hold. It's governed by logic. And therefore, if they say they're testifying Imanu Yisem and Reuven was with us also, that's Hazama.
And how is the other case logical? I mean, the other case of when you get to the penalty is carried out.
Okay. So that might be a separate drasha. Now, look at the Lechem Mishnah. Source number 8. Lechem Mishnah on this Rambam. He says pretty much a lot of what we just said. Think of it, just one more thing before we look at the Lechem Mishnah. If you think about it, the way the Rambam is reading the Gemara is that Abaye holds it's not a chiddush. The Edom Zomim is not a chiddush. I mean, sorry, that it is a chiddush. The Edom Zomim is a chiddush. Abaye agrees that it's a chiddush. So we could possibly Abaye agree that it's a chiddush. But what does Abaye disagree with Rava about if he agrees that it's a chiddush? Ein l'chabo el mishas chidusha. But then why does the Rambam hold that once you change the case, the chiddush goes away? Right, the halacha goes away. The Rambam says, if you testify about them and about the event, then we don't believe the second set. I thought he rejects the principle of ein l'chabo el chidusha. So you have to distinguish is the rule of ein l'chabo el mishas chidusha and ein l'chabo el chidusha. Ein l'chabo el mishas chidusha means that the chiddush is that the first set of witnesses are puzzled and are going to be punished. When that happens, there's no rule that tells you it has to only happen now and can't work even the mafreya. But that it happens, that we reject the first set, that's the chiddush. which the Rambam does accept, means that you cannot declare these eidim possible in any other case aside from this case. What you can do is, in this case, where we're declaring these eidim possible, you could move the timeline and say that they're possible even the mafreya. That you're allowed to do. But what you're not allowed to do is apply this halacha to any other case and declare them possible in any other case other than the classic case of eidim zomim. So it turned out that the Rambam would hold that Abaye says eidim zomim is a chiddush, and we reject ein lecha bo'ela mishas chidusha. But we don't reject the principle of ein lecha bo'ela chidusha, that the halacha only applies in this case and not in any other case. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Elchanan points this out. If you look in, yeah, before we see the Lechem Mishnah, source number 9, Rav Elchanan, in Os Mem Gimel, in Maseches Baba Kama, Chidushu, so Rav Elchanan says, V'taymo shal abayi efshel lefarish b'shnei ofanim. You could explain Rav Elchanan is, I wish I shouldn't assume everyone knows who Rav Elchanan is. Rav Elchanan is Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim. Wrote this, didn't write the Sefer Kovetz Shirim, it's from Talmidim's notes, Sefer Kovetz Shirim. When I was in YU, years and years and years ago, there was an old Rebbe, Rabbi Drillman, who has since passed away, who was a Talmud of Rav Elchanan. He used to talk about Rav Elchanan, he used to talk about his experience with Rav Elchanan, and I think he wrote some of the Kovetz Shirim, if I'm not mistaken. One of the Rebbe in YU wrote some of the Kovetz Shirim, maybe it wasn't Rabbi Drillman, I remember. So v'taymo shal abayi efshel lefarish b'shnei ofanim. We could explain abayi in one of two ways. Either d'cholik b'ikra klal v'sover d'lo amrin b'chiddush ein l'chabel mishas chidusha. It could be that abayi agrees that it's a chiddush, but holds that there's no such rule of ein l'chabel mishas chidusha. Or beiz yesh lomer d'gam abayi mod b'chal zeh el d'sover d'edim zom lo avi chiddush. Or abayi holds ein l'chabel mishas chidusha, but he holds that this isn't a chiddush. Kivin shein amidim gufa ma'isel alei d'masim, because they're not testifying about the event, they're testifying about the people. And this suffix is clear in the Ran, will become clarified by the Ran when the Ran discusses the din of kavua. You know the din of kavua? In general, if you find a piece of meat in front of, on Central Avenue, let's say, can you assume it's kosher? So strictly speaking, yes. Because 9 out of 10 stores on Central Avenue are kosher. I just saw someone told me yesterday, Mother Kelly's, which has been here for decades and decades and decades, is closing. The last trefa restaurant, the last good trefa restaurant in the Five Towns is closing. So we're left with only kosher places. So you find a piece of meat, mikra din, strictly speaking, it's kosher. Rove. What if you bought a piece of meat in a store, but you don't remember if you bought it in a kosher store or not a kosher store? 9 out of 10 stores are kosher. So then it's called kavua. We treat it like a 50-50 suffix. Suffix d'oraisa l'chumri, now let's eat it. It's treated like a 50-50 suffix. Why? That's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. No? There's still a 90% chance that I bought it from a kosher store, right? So it's a chiddush. It's a rule breaker. The kavua chiddushu. Ein l'chabo el mishas chiddush v'elach. And the Ran says, Ein l'chabo el mishas chiddush v'elach. Because it's a chiddush, it would only apply mishas chiddush v'elach. So it must be the Ran is working with the assumption that whenever you do have a chiddush, we apply in the chabal mishas chiddush of eilach, but Abaye just holds eidim zom zan a chiddush at all. He says, wait, I don't get it. Why does it matter that they're testifying about the eidim? This is Ramban's idea that it's not a chiddush because they're testifying about the people, not about the event. Who cares that they're testifying about the people, not the event? Think about it. Someone comes over to you and says, "You're a ganav." What's your immediate reaction? No, I am not. I'm a baldover. Right away, I want to defend myself. If I say, "Is that Shmerl's car over there?" and you say, "You weren't there when Shmerl bought the car. How would you know when Shmerl's car?" Okay, you're right, it wasn't. I don't care. It's not about me anyway. Like, you know, what you're saying about me isn't really something that's about me. It's just saying about my ability to know what just happened, you know, what the testimony was. So you're not really saying anything about me. It's one thing to call me a god if you say I'm a Michal Shabbos, you say I'm a murderer. Okay, so that's about me. Then I have no say. Then it's not going to be Eidus HaChashav. Two people come and say that me and my friend are murderers or Mechalei Shabbos. I can't contradict that. I'm Baldover. But I'm not a baldover when you come and say, Imanu Isem. What are you saying? That I was hanging out with you that day? All right, so maybe Reuven didn't kill Shimon. Whatever. It's not about me anyway. It's about Reuven and Shimon. It's about whether Reuven killed Shimon. V'inei m'shein balidin, or balidavim, mei she'umnim aleihem she'idu sheker, imkein b'kolach ha'shashayich lomer kein. And you can say, no, but I do take it personally because you're saying that I'm lying. By saying that I was with you, you're saying that I was lying about... Well, every hachash is the same way. The second set's always saying the first set was lying, right? If two Edom come and say Reuven killed Shimon, two others come and say Reuven didn't kill Shimon, so the second set of Edom is saying that the first set were lying. And they're still at a... They're not called Bali Davar. And therefore, he says, we understand the Rambam. What do we start with? We started with the question. The Ramban has this gewaldika explanation of why Edom Zomen is not a chiddush at all. Why is it not a chiddush at all? Because they're testifying about the people, not the event. So of course you're going to believe the second set. It's just like you testified that the first Edom are gazlonim or rotschim or anything else. Mechalei Shabbos. Says Rav Elchanan, how's the Ramban going to answer that? How does Rava answer that when Rava says explicitly the Edom Zomen is a chiddush? Says Rav Elchanan, very simple. By Edom Zomen, you're not testifying about the people. You're not testifying something negative about the people. You're not trying to say about the people that they are pasul le'edos. What you're saying about the people is that you're speaking about their relationship to the event. That's the best way to say it, I think. Classic case of Chasha, second set is testifying about the event. Right? When a second set can passel in a first set of Edos, they're testifying about them. Their Mechali Shabbos. Their Hazama is somewhere in between. Hazama, I'm not testifying about the event, but I'm also not testifying about the people. What I'm testifying about is the people's relationship to the event. In Rava's judgment, that's called testifying about the people. And therefore, Edom Zomen is... I'm sorry, that's called testifying about the event. And therefore, it's called the Chiddush. In Abaye's judgment, the way the Ramban understands it, that's called testifying about the people. And therefore, Edom Zomen is not a Chiddush. Because the reality is somewhere in between. It's not testimony about the people, nor is it testimony about the event. It's testimony about the relationship these people have to this event. Nothing else about them, not that they're rotschim or ganavim or anything. Just their relationship to the event. Did they see it? Did they not see it? Now, just to review. What we did today is we learned the machlokas Rambam Ramban, whether Edom Zomen is a chiddush. We pointed out that the Rambam gives an example of hachasha that is shocking. Because his example of Hachasha is actually an example of Hazama plus. And we said, well, that fits very well if you hold that Edom Zomen is a Chiddush. Because it will only apply in the exact case of Edom Zomen, not in any other case. And even though the Rambam reads Abaye to say that we reject the principle of Ein Lechabo Ela Mishas Chidusha, he accepts the principle of Ein Lechabo Ela Chidusha. And we pointed out, how are you going to answer for the Rambam why it's a Chiddush? After all, aren't they testifying about the people? So we pointed out, not exactly. Rav Chanan points out, they're not exactly testifying about the people. They're testifying about the relationship these people have to this event. What I would like you to do during Morning Seder, which is coming after Shia today, go over that Lech Mishnah inside. Obviously, the Rambam Ramban, make sure you get it clear, and Rav Chanan, make sure you get it clear. But that Lech Mishnah, go over that Lech Mishnah inside. I think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. And Be'ezras Hashem tomorrow, we'll have Shir at regular time. And I want to show you a piece that Rav Nevensal has. I just found it last night, that's why I didn't even give a copy. Believe that, I'll give a copy tomorrow. Rav Nevensal has about this in his Sefer B'Yitzchak Ikari, in his Chidush Man Shas, about Edom Zomen. So we'll start with focusing on that, and then we'll move on to the concept of Edos Shat Yachal Azima. So. Okay, we'll see everyone tomorrow, bright and early. All right, have a wonderful day.